Robbed and Humiliated. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. A 23-year-old man robbed at gunpoint earlier this week while riding his bike down South University Street. The suspect, who goes by the alias of Crazy Loke, demanded the victim take off his clothes and give him his bike. Crazy Loke allegedly told the victim if he didn't take off his clothes, he would shoot his father, who was standing nearby. After the victim disrobed, the suspect actually burned the victim's clothes. The culprit then fled the scene on bike, leaving the victim standing on the street naked. Police have identified the suspect's real name, and an arrest is pending. News is brought to you by Dr. Mark Kestner, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. For more than 20 years, Dr. Mark Kestner has helped thousands of your friends and neighbors find relief from pain. For a free consultation, call 895-1253. In a new scam targeting seniors and the disabled, identity thieves are fraudulently rerouting Social Security benefits to their own bank accounts and prepaid debit cards. It's pretty straightforward. Identity thieves get their hands on the personal information they need, like a full name and bank account number. Then they contact the Social Security Administration and request that payments be rerouted to their own accounts. Several Social Security recipients nationwide have reported to be the victim of the scam. Don't you be one. You can stop that by not giving out your Social Security number or bank number over the phone. News surrounding that fatal fire in Bedford County on Sunday night that was believed to have left two children and their grandparents dead has taken a strange turn. The Bedford County Sheriff's Office has now declared the two children, 9-year-old Chloe Leverett and 7-year-old Greg Daniel, as missing. Crews searched for their bodies on Wednesday but came up empty-handed. The bodies of 72-year-old Leo McLaren and 70-year-old Molly McLaren, the grandparents, were found in the remains of the burnt home, their bodies located on Monday. If you need more news, check out facebook.com/WGNS Radio. This is WGNS News.
Start your mornings with WGNS. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday mornings at 10. The Midday Report with Zach Trotman. 11 till noon on WGNS. This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning. The time right now, 8:13. Temperature outside holding at about 65 degrees right now. And our guest today is Anthony Tuggle, a UT Agriculture Extension agent here in town. Anthony, how are you?
I'm good. I almost call you Bart, Scott. It's kind of a...
threw you off today.
It did, but it's good. As you mentioned, the weather outside, it is a gorgeous day.
Turning into football weather, isn't it?
Oh, man, it's amazing, isn't it?
We got MTSU homecoming coming up in about a week, next Saturday. So, it's football weather.
It's great. Good opportunity for folks to go out there and work in their yards as well. And
yeah.
Getting told it's time to start raking some leaves.
Well, we've already got a few in our house.
Yeah, so there's a lot of opportunities for folks to get out there and enjoy that weather in their landscape. So we know we're getting a lot of calls at the office about people wanting to know what can they do with their grass. Is it time to overseed their tall fescue lawns? And we are in a perfect time to go ahead and get that done.
So now's the time to overseed the lawn. Get all that done and put the holes in the ground. What do you call that?
Aeration.
Aeration.
Yeah, we have a lot of people go in and aerate before they seed, and it's not a bad practice. But if they're going to select one practice to overseed versus aeration versus dethatching, and dethatching is basically when you go in and remove all that dead grass that's kind of built up on the soil, and you remove that prior to seeding. And virtual aeration is when you come in, as you mentioned, put a lot of holes in the ground, and basically you're relieving compaction in those soils. If you're going to have to pick one of those practices to do before you seed, I'll probably do the dethatching, because what you want when you have those seeds is good soil to seed contact. And by moving that dead grass and stuff, you get a better opportunity. You have a lot better response in your grass.
Our phone number is 893-1450. Give us a call if you want to go on the air, if you've got a lawn or garden question. Again, that's 893-1450. Now, how do you go about removing the old grass? Is it, you actually have to get out of there with your hands and pull it up?
Well, depending on the size of your yard, it depends on what size equipment you'll need. And most of there are dethatchers. There are some power dethatchers, and basically those are kind of some slow moving type of, about the size of a lawnmower, but they're a little bit slow moving because they're really putting up all that dethatch, all that dead grass that's on the soil surface. But once you bring it to the top of the soil, yeah, you would need to rake it up, or either get a lawn sweep or something to put behind a mower to pick it up. You would have to go in and manually pick it up. Now, I think that's probably why a lot of people don't do that, but it really will.
And it's called a dethatcher.
Dethatcher.
And you can rent them, I guess, at the local hardware stores?
You can. There are a lot of the stores actually have to rent this time of year. I mean, obviously you can rent the aerators as well. But I really like people to, if they're going to just, especially if you're not completely having to reestablish your lawn and you have that thatch layer, it works a lot better, because a lot of times people just go in and broadcast seeds. Those seeds will come up, they'll grow in that thatch and they'll come up and look great. The problem is when we get into those hot time periods, then that grass, the roots are actually in the thatch and not in the soil. So that's why they dry out a lot faster, and grass have a tendency to die out. Quite often, we see a lot of that as well. So really, dethatching is preferred for seeding versus the aeration.
Go ahead.
No, I was saying, in aeration, like I said, for our compact, we do have heavy clay soils here, and aeration works great to relieve compaction in those soils. But again, that's a practice. People kind of aerate then seed, and it's fine. But really, dethatching, what we really need to be doing.
Let's go to the phones. 893-1450. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
I'm Anthony? Good.
Good morning, sir.
All right. I was calling to see what is the best type of seed you could use to have a better looking lawn.
I'm laughing. We always get that. That's one of the most popular questions that we get all the time. And really, there's no good answer. There's no best seed. All of the, and there are some seed perform better than others. I am a fan of a lot of the tall fescue blends, just because they have different types of tall fescue in them. Some grass you really want to stay away from, especially in our area, or some blue grasses, rye grasses and things like that, because those are kind of, we can see, you know, perennial rye as well, we kind of consider those some temporary grasses.
Right.
And also some of those other, I'm going to say, well, this obviously we're looking at cool season this time of year to plant, but yeah, bluegrass and rye, we can stay away from those. Those don't do well in our area, so we really just stick with some of the tall fescue. The blends work. I'm a fan of the blend. You can also get some. Rebel has some. There are a lot of Let's Go blends. Hooper has a blend. Co-op has some different types of blends in as well. So a lot of the garden centers have some blends, but kind of read that label. It's really important to read that label. If they have a large percentage, again, bluegrasses and ryes, find some different. Go ahead.
Yes, I was going to ask also, when would you start your Master Gardeners class again?
I think it starts in January. We are probably going to be getting information out over the next month or so. But yeah, if you're interested in that, just call our office at 898-7710 and leave your name and address. And we do have people from on the waiting list, and people who have the information, get the information first because they've waited. So just call the office and have your name and number put on the waiting list, and you'll receive that information first
before
it comes to the paper and things like that.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir, for calling this morning. Our number is 893-1450. Let's head to line two. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Is that me, Scott?
That is you.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm going to get the answer or not. Anthony, I just heard what you were telling about the grass. That was one of my questions about that grass, growing that grass and stuff. But on this, I asked you about some getting fertilized from a turnip green about the last time you was on, and I tried that, and it really helped out. It really helped out. But another question on that, with that fertilizer that you put on them, did you have to put water over top of it to get it off the leaves and stuff?
Yes, sir. You want to, it's usually when you put those for like, you usually need about an inch of water. So you, once you put put those down, if you go ahead and water that, you'll see a real big response. And also, if you leave them on the foliage too long, sometimes it may burn the foliage a little bit. But yeah, if you just go ahead and just water it in real good, it works a lot better.
Yeah. Okay, now you said burn it. Would that won't kill it. It just burn the leaves. Will they still produce?
They will. As long as there's not too much of it on there. I mean, it should be fine. Usually, the biggest problem with that, it used to be with ammonia nitrate that really burns foliage real bad, but you can't really get ammonia nitrate now because of a lot of the, I guess, bioterrorism issues. But really, a lot of the fertilizer now, not as bad. But you can't, whichever ones you purchase for is a nitrogen source that you get. Yeah, just go ahead and it's best to water it in and get it off that foliage. But yeah, it's a little burn. If you done it, did that, it shouldn't hurt the plant or kill the plant.
Yeah, well, it rained maybe a day or so after I put it down, and it really, I could see the difference in it. And what I had left over, I took and sprinkled in some Barrett, some areas on the front lawn. Will that help grass grow too?
Well, it will help grass grow, but you mentioned you sprinkle on some bare spots. You know, it really, if those spots are bare, there's nothing going to probably, it's not going to really help anything that's there. If you put,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though. But
it is good for lawns, yes. But not.
And just put some grass seed in where I sprinkled it at, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. Yes, answer my question. You have a great day. It's always good to hear your voice.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you for calling. Again, our number 893-1450. Let's go to line 3. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
How are you this morning?
We're good. How are you?
I was calling concerning these knockout roses. I brought a bush last year, and I can cut off some cuttings and repot them in little pots, and they have come real large right there, and I want to know, is this the right time to transplant them to another era?
You won't hurt the transplant. I probably wait, though. It won't hurt to plant them, especially if they have some good healthy plants. You probably wait until late October or November time frame would be a little bit better time if you can wait. But usually we think about containerized plants and transplanting them. You can do it any time. But really, the best time still is late October, November time frame.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a nice day.
Let's go back to line 1. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Is this Swap and Shop?
No, Swap and Shop's long over. Thank you for calling, though. Our number is 893-1450. If you have a question for Anthony, feel free to call in. Any type of lawn or garden question, just dial quickly, 893-1450. We'll go to line 2. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
Pretty good. You were talking about that aerating your lawn.
Uh-huh.
I got this sales paper from Northern Tools over Old Fort Park the other day, and they've got a what you call an aerator shoe. Each shoe has got 12 2-inch spikes on it, and all you got to do is put them on, get out there, and walk over your yard.
That would take forever.
I'm telling you. I just thought I'd call and tell you that.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Have a good one.
You too. I've never heard of an aerating shoe. That's interesting.
That is, and depending on how hard your grass is, you're going to have to really put some pressure on. It's a good workout anyway.
Yeah, 2-inch spikes on the bottom. That's interesting.
Yeah, wow. I don't know, Scott. That'd be good, some good exercise for one, and I don't know. You got to put some pressure. You got to water your lawn pretty well, and then it ought to go down 2 inches in your lawn.
Yeah, you would. And I guess you wouldn't be able to get it real even either. I mean, you'd probably miss a lot of spots if you tried it that way. Our number is 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Hello?
Hello. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask a question about taking a soil sample for a vegetable garden, maybe in the early spring. How much trouble is it to do that in Rutherford County, and what do you have to go through?
All right, that's a good question. Well, for one, you don't have to wait till the spring to do it. I recommend go ahead and do it as soon as possible. For the simple fact, if you need lime, it does take lime a little bit of time to adjust your soil pH. So the sooner you do it, the better you are. But what you want to do is identify whatever site you're using, whether it's garden or either lawn area, and you want to randomly go through that area and usually pull anywhere from 8 to 10 samples. And I tell people, really, with those samples, you want to go down at least 8 to 10 inches, because in those 8 to 10 sites, and mix all that together, and that'll be one representative sample of your entire garden or lawn area that you are sampling. And then you just bring it to our office, and we'll ask you a few questions and send it on to the lab. And again, that's a $7 charge for that, but I think it's well worth it. But yeah, you're just randomly going through that particular site, whatever it is, and go down about anywhere from 6 to 8 inches, and we think about the root zone, why we want to go that deep, and mix that together, and bring it in. We'll send it to the lab and get it analyzed.
What is the purpose of getting a soil sample? What does that do for you?
The soil sample really let us know what is available, what nutrients are available in that soil, and also our recommendation will come back and tell you, based on, I'm going to say this guy mentioned garden. If it's a warm season growing, our recommendation will come back and tell him exactly what he needs based on that soil sample to make his garden most productive. Whether it's your pH, give you a pH reading. If your pH is in the area of, I'm going to say 5.5, and obviously we want our pH in our garden anywhere from 6.0 to 6.5 range. And no matter how much fertilizer you put on there, those chemical ions will not work properly because your pH is low. So it doesn't matter. So it kind of really helps, to maximize your production. Same thing for lawns. You know, we have a lot of people put on lime every year, and their pH continue to put on lime on an annual basis without having a soil sample. And then their pH is probably 7.1, 7.2, 3, or 4, but then they come in and fertilize with different types of fertilizer, and they only get a response for a short time. Then that's because their pH is too high, and those chemical ions are not, won't actually work right with that fertilizer they're putting on. So we recommend putting in some sulfur to bring your pH down, and then make a recommendation for what fertilization to use to maximize the growth of your cool season, warm season, trees, shrub, whatever the case may be.
So you'd put sulfur on it to lower the pH, and what would you put on there to raise it?
Lime.
Lime or sulfur, okay.
Yeah.
And so those readily available, I guess, at the store?
They are. So that's why it's best to have a soil sample to know exactly what you need and what nutrients you need. And you may, a lot of time we have people to go in, we buy complete fertilizer. We think about a complete fertilizer. We think about nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. But with your soil sample may tell you that your phosphorus and potassium is high.
Mm-hmm.
So you only need nitrogen. So there's no use to buying those extra ingredients to put on your lawn, because the whatever crop it is, whether it's grass or vegetables, they're not going to utilize only so much. So no use to purchasing those extra nutrients. It's only purchasing nitrogen what is required. So it's a cost-saving mechanism as well.
Our number is 893-1450. We're going to take a short break, and we'll check on the traffic and the weather during this break, and then we will be right back.
Turn your fingers into a microphone and talk back. WGNSradio.com is Rutherford County's online source for what matters to you. WGNSradio.com.
Want a greener, longer-lasting grass? Try 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed and grow a lush, green lawn. 5-Star Fescue is a top-performing, long-lasting, cool-season grass that is time-tested for color and growing conditions in the South. If you have had trouble growing a lush, green lawn because of shade, drought, or the wrong grass, then 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed is your answer.
Pick some up today at Kelton's on Old Fort Parkway near Gresham Lane and ask for John.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
People at Youth Football, we've got the best deals in town. This is Scott with a reminder to all Mustang, Blue Raider, and City League Youth Football players to come in for the name brand pants, helmets, pads, and more at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. Bit of congestion still. Old Fort Parkway at Chaffin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96, Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, and I-24 at 231. Also, I-24 making your way into Midtown. Bit of slowdown around the Waldron Road area there. No accidents reported on I-24 West this morning at this time, but there's lots of congestion. Not unusual for this time of the morning. Get 20% off all paints, 10% off all floor finishing at Bradford Hardwood Floors, 1999 Nolensville Pike. Call Jerry Bobby Bradford at 251-5384. I'm Randy Bryant with traffic on WGNS.
That update brought to you by Safe Auto. You know, you can fake just about anything except car insurance. If you need affordable state minimum coverage, call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for the real thing. Drive safe, spend less, Safe Auto.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We carry the full line of Tag Heuer watches, all at 15% off every day. Our in-house watch technicians will replace the batteries and pressure test all Tag watches for half the price of other stores in our area. Bring it into Bell Jewelers.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street in Murfreesboro, across from Toots.
When you need to feed many in a hurry, get Pans to Go from Demas Restaurant.
At lunchtime, we see a lot of office get-togethers.
Peter Demas at Demas Restaurant.
They'll take advantage of it.
Pans to Go.
Recently, I was in Nashville and helped out with a Pans to Go as much as I could, and I had to hurry off to a meeting, and I got to the meeting and realized that when I walked out and saw what they were serving, it was the Pans to Go that I had prepared.
Eat with a family who truly appreciate your business. Demas Restaurant.
Good morning. The time right now, 8:31. Temperature outside, 66 degrees. Our phone number, 893-1450. Anthony Tuggle is with us this morning from the UT Agriculture Extension Service here in town on John Rice Boulevard. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. My son has a small pumpkin patch, and it's got pumpkin bugs on it. He's tried everything to get them off, and what do you recommend to get them off?
What kind of bugs?
I guess they're pumpkin bugs. I really don't know.
Can you tell me what they look like? I'm not familiar with that insect.
They're just black bugs, and on the back of them, it's like a little diamond shape on the back of them.
White bugs with a diamond shape on the back of them.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I tell you what you can do is if you can take a... You have a digital camera and email?
Yes.
If you can take a few digital shots, some good clear digital shots of it and email it to me, and I should be able to tell you what it is and how to control them. My email address is atuggle, T-U-G-G-L-E, at utk.edu.
Okay.
And you just take a few shots and I'll look at them and I'll give you a recommendation what they are and how to control them.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Ma'am?
He said thank you.
Oh, okay. You're welcome.
She said thank you. Our number, 893-1450. Again, 893-1450. We'll head to line two. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Fine. I just wondered, Anthony, if I've been trying to get some fertilizer, and most of it I find it doesn't have the phosphorus. It's like 15-0-15 or something like that. And I'm just wondering... I'm putting it on my turnip patch, so could you give me an idea of why not phosphorus?
Why not phosphorus?
Yes, sir. Most of the fertilizer now, it's like phosphorus-free.
I have no idea. I still see a lot of complete fertilizer. I'm not sure where you're looking. Have you been to the co-op or Hooper Supply Store or Dickens Supply Store, some of the farm supply stores we have here in the county?
Well, now, that's where I finally went out to co-op, and they had triple 15, but, you know, I just wondered, why are we getting rid of our phosphorus in our fertilizers?
It really just depends on what store. Sound like you were going to some of the box stores, and that may be something that they are cheaper for them to order. I'm not sure. They just probably use what they get shipped in. I'm not. There's no.
I mean, that's a
issue with
that's
it.
That's a good ingredient to put in your soil, isn't it? Some of them say something about maybe the runoff on water, but
obviously
you gotta have phosphorus to grow, don't you?
Well, I mean, if you like I was telling the person earlier, it depends on what's already available in your soil. If you do have a lot of phosphorus and potassium, and depending on time of year, you add those to the soil, if they're already in abundance or they are high, the plant is not going to take in but so much anyway, so there's no use to adding if you don't need it. And then you mentioned runoff and water quality. That has been some issues in certain places and certain time of the year, for sure. But as far as why those stores not ordering those type material, I'm not sure. So, no. That's just a company thing. But you can find it in a lot of, especially now farm supply stores.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering about, you know, the phosphorus bed. It was bad for us, but I mean, I've always used triple whatever usually when I plant, so I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I appreciate.
Yeah, for your greens, though, really, the most beneficial thing for leafy vegetables would be just nitrogen, especially if your phosphorus and potassium is fine. Nitrogen would be what you need, and you'll see a lot better response from that than anything else.
Yeah, the triple 15 seemed like it really worked. In a month's time, it's probably done almost half knee high. I hadn't seen any grow that fast. And I also got my seeds out there at the co-op, and they were, seven leaf and purple top, I think, is what I mixed. And it really done good in this soil. So. And
wow.
I was just wondering about the phosphorus.
No, I mean, there are some water quality issues in certain places. And also, obviously, anytime you put on any kind of fertilizer or whatever the case may be, or even pulling grease down the sink or somewhere, there's always an issue with water quality. So, really, it's always caution, no matter what you do, you really need to pay attention to our water sources.
Yes. Yeah, I'm all for that, you know, keeping our streams as clean as possible. And I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Once again, our phone number is 893-1450. So what is the point of having more phosphorus on your soil? I mean, what does that do for the plants?
When we think about phosphorus and potassium, they deal a lot with root development and also fruit development. We really, I'm going to say it's more important when we think about crops that, I mean, obviously roots are important for all plants. They have to sustain the plants. But also when we think about tomatoes and peppers and things like that, those help the formation development of those crops. We think about phosphorus and potassium. So when we think about leafy vegetables, that guy mentioned the turnip greens and things like that, no, you're not developing any type of fruit. We're eating the foliage of the plant. So that's why I said nitrogen is a little bit more important than some of those other fruit development than phosphorus and potassium on a certain crop. So it depends on the crop, what we really want to think about the phosphorus and potassium, but besides the root development of it.
What kind of vegetables are still growing this time of year?
Well, we still have some tomatoes. They are slow growing. We have broccoli, turnips, obviously, turnip green, kale, cauliflower. So it's a lot of different types of vegetables still coming in. So we're seeing onions and things like that as well. People are harvesting sweet potatoes and things like that.
Yeah.
So we're seeing, so it's still a bit pretty plentiful. I mean, again, speaking of what kind of vegetable coming in, we do have our farmers market still open at Lang Agro Park on Tuesdays and Fridays through the last Tuesday in October. So we're still going well.
Let's take another phone call. Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I was just calling back. I am really interested in the turnips also. So
oh, okay. good deal. Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, you need the kind of phosphorus and potassium in that. Then, you know, he's going for the turnip themselves. Again,
yeah.
That's a fruit development. So that's why he was more concerned about the phosphorus and potassium.
Once again, our number 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes, sir. I got another question about a garden. In my particular case, and I found out to be pretty common in Rutherford County, is the soil quality. It's like loamy or clay or something like that. And, you know, no matter how much fertilizer you put, no matter how much lime, it doesn't seem to just kind of stagnate, you know, maybe. And then it gets a little small dry spell, and within just a few days, everything burns up, you know, because it won't hold any moisture, even using plastic or a little bit of mulch or hay or something like that, you know, or straw. And so what's your suggestions in a situation like that?
Well, the best, everything you mentioned comes down to organic matter. The more organic matter you have in your soil, the better the chances are you have opportunities to hold moisture in the soil. So by adding things into soil improvement in your garden site, for instance, if you're growing a warm season garden and you're not going to have a fall garden and things like that, you can obviously go in and plant some type of grass or some type of cover crop and till it under, or either till in some of the other type of organic type material, leaves and grass clippings and things like that, to let them overwinter to help improve your organic matter in your soil composting. You can compost a lot of different type of materials and things and add that back to their garden site. So any type of organic matter you can add or to improve your soil structure will help alleviate the dryness and so improve your moisture holding capacity.
And composting is an easy, free thing to do. Doesn't take a lot of time.
It doesn't. Really, we generate enough stuff in our home. We can actually compost, whether it's come from, again, grass clippings and banana peels, apple peels, and whatever those type things are. So we really, and we have some publication that talks about composting, compost bins, how to compost. But really, anything you can just add to that garden site. I mean, if you have a garden site, especially if you're not, or even set out a section of your garden, if you're going to do a fall garden to improve your soil structure, for this particular year, you're only going to grow half the amount of turnip greens you want, and it really improve the soil structure on this portion this year. Then next year, alternate to continue to improve the soil structure on there. You plant ryegrass and vetch and things like that and till them under as they grow. So really improving that organic matter is the key words we want to look for in our soils.
Again, our phone number, 893-1450. We're going to take another short break, but we will be right back.
This is Dave Kivanimi inviting you to come over to Music World and Drummer's Den. We've got some great new drum kits in stock from Ludwig and Gretsch, which are two of the great American drum companies that date back into the 1800s. Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we've got a great line of accessories, guitar amps, Black Star amps, Marshall and Vox, complete line of accessories, PA, equipment rentals. This is Dave Kivanimi inviting you to come over to Music World and Drummer's Den, South Church Street, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Today's Lawn and Garden program is brought to you by 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed. The phone lines are open. Dial 893-1450.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Honest, personal, and professional service for your car. Roberts Discount Auto Repair at 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning once again. We've got light traffic, Old Fort Parkway at Bridge Avenue. Traffic still pretty heavy on Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Case and Lane, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231. There's still a good deal of congestion. Broad and Memorial with some congestion. I-24 going into downtown Nashville, still very busy. Around the Bell Road exit, the 40 West Junction, seeing lots of congestion there. Get a $39 introductory massage at Massage Envy today. Gift cards available for any occasion. Massage Envy, Cool Springs, Bellevue, Brentwood, and Green Hills. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
For years and years, I've been telling you about Bell Furniture. Perry Bell buys in trailer truckload quantities and passes the savings on to you. First quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture. I know you've heard about Jameson's Marriott mattress. It's half price at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Good morning, the time, 8:45, temperature outside now at 68 degrees, almost 70. Our guest today is Anthony Tuggle from the UT Agriculture Extension Service here in Murfreesboro. and they are on John Rice Boulevard. Anthony, what is the phone number out there again if somebody has questions for you off the air?
It's 898-7710.
Now, you've been doing this a long time. How many years now have you been there?
Boy, that makes me sound old. I say that 16 years.
16 years now.
A little over 16 years.
And what did you do to prepare to be a UT Agriculture Extension agent? what was your background?
I actually have a BS in Agriculture Economics, minor in Horticulture, Master in Animal Science with a minor in Horticulture.
A Master in Animal Science? So what do you do with that? What did you learn with animal science?
Well, learned a lot to work with our livestock, whether it's beef, sheep, hogs, well, okay, so we learned pretty much animal husbandry, what it used to be called in the past. But
I bet that was interesting.
It was interesting, but I kind of moved more toward my minor in horticulture. I kind of really, more and more I learned, I like the plant side and like the gardening, like the just working with our people with forests, garden, tree, shrub, nursery industry, our commercial landscapers, and all those. We do a lot of work with those. So that's kind of more, I lean more towards that after I kind of finished my degree. So
how often do you go out to people's houses and help make recommendations and whatnot?
During the summertime frame, quite a bit. We do try to do most of it through educational program. We do, that's why we do so many educational programs where the consumers can come in and learn from us. And speaking of learning, we have a program today, a brown bag program today at 11:30 to talk about trees and shrubs and properly planting those and selecting trees and shrubs. So we do a lot of education program because obviously a few of us cannot go out and visit all 260,000 Rutherford Countyans we have. So we do it by educational program. We also solicit our master gardeners. We train them to do educational program and to go out and do a lot of program. But we do make occasionally site visits in situations where when they call and we cannot answer that question, we need more information. Or either we have a lot of people, like the lady I mentioned earlier, I told her, gave my email address to send us pictures. Mm-hmm. We can identify a lot of things from just by looking at the pictures versus going out. So we're using technology a lot more than making physical visits. But we do make some, because sometimes none of that work, we have to do a little bit more investigation on solving issues. So
did you go to UT?
I went to Alcorn State University.
Okay.
I'm a Mississippi boy.
And so then you landed at UT.
I am. I work with we actually have two land grant. The Extension Service is made up of, obviously, our land grant institution. We have two land grant universities in the state, which is University of Tennessee and Tennessee State. So we have, that's why our name is really kind of not UTTSU, Rutherford County Extension Office.
Oh, okay. Now, how long has that been the case? Is that forever?
Well, it depends. It depends if they have both programs in both counties or not. We are fortunate to have both programs in both counties. And both of them, they work seamless together. And it's in most counties. I'd say at least out of the 95, probably 33 counties of them that have both programs and agents from both. And they are continuing to add more to each year, actually.
When I think of TSU, I don't think of agriculture. I mean, it's a college that's in downtown Nashville.
It is in downtown Nashville, but they do have a strong agriculture program. And it's, again, one of the land-grant universities. And they do have several research facilities. They have a research facility in McMinnville that deals with nursery industry. They have one in Cheatham County that deals with forestry, goats, and they have some goats and stuff. Believe it or not, and they have a large campus farm that has goats and row crops and different types of pigeon peas, and they have houses they deal with. I can't think of the type of quails. I can't think of some kind of birds. Yeah. I can't. So they do a lot of agriculture work, believe it or not.
And that's in Nashville where they do that.
Yeah.
And McMinnville, of course, it's like known for nurseries. I mean, there's a lot of nurseries there from what I remember. So it's a good place, I guess, for them to do their research.
Yeah, they have a large research facility there. And also they have USDA folks on that site with them as well in McMinnville to look at a lot of nursery issues and research. And they do research from USDA there as well. So they do all.
Now, MTSU also has a large livestock and agriculture department, and they've got a good working farm as well here in Murfreesboro.
They have a real good agriculture program over there as well. They do, especially with their new dairy facility.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they have a program out there this afternoon at 5.
Open house today, that's right.
At the new facility out there. And we work so well with them. We do, we solicit them to do education program for us. We go over there and teach some classes and do work with them as well. So we have a great partnership with them. So we work, so we really have, another thing we think about for partner, I guess the latest one we worked with them on is with Dr. Gardner over the MTSU. We got to work with him to get the grant, mm-hmm. where we can accept credit card and debit cards at our farmers market, and they doing all kind of analysis and reports and stuff with that. So we originally started out with the JL Garden over there. We worked out with them to get that, working with that project. So many livestock program we work with, we take our 4-H's over there to their livestock facilities. They help judge, they help train. So we have a seamless relationship with them as well.
So the UT Agriculture Department, UTTSU Agriculture Department, is responsible for helping out at the local jail, putting that garden together?
We did education program when they first started. We had Mr. Moat went over there and asked to talk to first class.
Mm-hmm.
Before they even started, went over there and looked at the site selection, talked about site selection, talked about water, and we walked around the whole property to select those locations and talked about what was needed to work on that. So we worked with them on that as well. We did a lot.
Well, what kind of vegetables do they have in that garden?
During the summertime, I think they grew everything. Pepper, obviously all the warm season peppers, tomatoes, beans, and you name it, they grew it. And I commend them. Like I said, I've never seen a garden that clean. If you want to see a clean, weed-free garden, during the growing season, that is it. So,
let's take another phone call, 893-1450. Good morning, you're on WGNS.
Yes, sir. Good morning. I'm calling back again. I have a plant in my backyard that I call it a silver dollar. It looks like about as big around as a silver dollar, but it makes you think of kudzu. And that's actually why my salad patches there. I have tilled up the whole backyard because I've tried Glyphor and I've tried the Weed Be Gone and Weed and Feed, and the only thing that survives is the one thing I'm trying to get rid of. So I just wonder if I can dig up some of it and bring it by the ag department down there, if you can give me a little advice on how I'm going to turn all this. If I have put oats and wheat, you know, trying to get a cover crop for the fall, I'm going to dig it all in and start my seed out again in spring. But if I can get some help with maybe annihilating this before I start in the spring, I'd appreciate it.
Yes, sir. You can do that. Just dig up some and bring to the office, and we'll be glad to identify and how to control it.
Sounds good. Our number again, 893-1450. We've got to take another short break, but we will be right back.
Hi, this is Tina Fox at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op Farm and Home Center. Don't forget, this is the perfect time of year to help those lawns. We have all the grass seed and lawn care that you would need. We also have a new clothing line in. We have some of the Under Armour clothing. It's also the great time of year for you to start thinking about those Christmas gifts, so come visit us at our gift department. And also, don't forget your little feathered and furry friends. We have a great bird and pet department. Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off of South Church.
Are you 10 pounds overweight, 30, more? Those extra pounds are hurting the quality of your life, your relationships, and your health. Dynamic Medical Centers offers fast, effective, medically supervised weight loss programs. Patients routinely lose up to 30 pounds in their first 30 days, and our programs are easy to follow with no hunger, no surgery, and no trips to the gym. For a free weight loss consultation, call 455-0850, dynamicmedicalcenters.com. Want a greener, longer-lasting grass? Try 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed and grow a lush, green lawn. 5-Star Fescue is a top-performing, long-lasting, cool-season grass that is time-tested for color and growing conditions in the South. If you have had trouble growing a lush, green lawn because of shade, drought, or the wrong grass, then 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed is your answer.
Pick some up today at Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's and ask for Joshua.
Today's Lawn and Garden program is brought to you by 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed. The phone lines are open. Dial 893-1450.
Right now the time, 8:55. Temperature outside, 69 degrees. Again, 69 outside. The time, 8:55. Anthony Tuggle is with us this morning from the UT-TSU Agriculture Extension Service. And I've been saying just UT Agriculture Extension Service for years. But for years it's been /TSU.
Yes, it has. We get called everything. So we mostly go by Rutherford County Extension. So it doesn't change what we do. We just move forward. So we're used to it.
Right now we got about 4 minutes or so left. What are some of the upcoming programs and things going on at the Agriculture Extension Service?
Again, our farmers market is open tomorrow morning from 7 to 12 o'clock, I believe. And again, we'll be open until the end of October, the last Tuesday in October. We have a brown bag today, talk about selecting landscape trees and shrubs. We can also talk, during that session, we're going to talk about properly planting those trees and shrubs because we know this year with a lot of the issues we had as far as plants dying, they were improperly planted. We still know there's a lot of plants being properly planted. Again, we have our 4-H program. We're doing a lot of, they're doing their education programs in the school, and we have a lot of their project groups meetings are starting in October as well. We have some different financial management programs through FCS as well as some cooking classes. I think we had our cooking class Tuesday, season of eating. We have another one of those coming up in October. Where people can actually, whatever's in season, that's what they use for those cooking classes from the farmers market. So we do to name all of them, I probably have to go to our website to look, see what's all upcoming, but people can visit our website to see what's coming up, or either they can call the office. We try to keep our website up to date with our educational program, so they should be listed. But if there's something you're interested in, like one gentleman called earlier about our Master Gardener program, which begins in January, we are looking into, we're getting ready to start that in January, so we're getting ready to start some information out pretty soon. We're working to have some horse workshop, working with our horse owners and things like that. So our 4-H group has sewing groups, cooking group, livestock, so goats program, so cooking, so you name it, we're doing those education programs right now.
For the brown bag luncheons, like the one that's going to be held today, do you need to sign up in advance or do you just show up?
Just show up.
And bring your lunch.
Bring your lunch, sit there and eat your lunch while the program is being presented and just ask questions if you have any.
And I guess it's in a classroom type setting?
It is. It's be at our auditorium at Langager Park, 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
Okay.
So it's a free program.
And that's going on today, starting at what time?
11:30.
11:30 at the Lane Agri Park here in town. That sounds great. What is the phone number once again out there if anybody needs to call and ask questions about any upcoming events?
Phone number is 898-7710.
Sounds good. Anthony Tuggle has been our guest today from the Lane Agri Park here in town, and we appreciate you joining us.
All right. Thank you. Enjoyed it.
We'll see you next week or...
Maybe 2 weeks.
Maybe 2 weeks. Okay, sounds good. Right now the time, 8:59. You're tuned to WGNS. Stay with us.
This is Chip Walters, and you're listening to Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station.
Yeah, we got them.
MTSU Sports on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
The time is now. Bob Woods Auction. The time is now.
315 acres of paradise, located just off of I-24 at Beach Grove. Saturday auction, September the 29th at 10 a.m. This is on McBride's Branch Road in Beach Grove. 315 acres.